It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. Y'all know I've always wanted to retire in Florida. I've always wanted to just live in Florida. But when people say, what part of Florida? You go, I'm not quite sure. You know, we like this area, but we like that area, but that area still gets cold in the winter. I don't want to go somewhere that's going to get cold. But I found the town. I don't know where it is in Florida. I'm just in love with the name of this town, and it can't be bad.
Okay.
I want to live in Taintsville, Florida.
Oh, no. It can't be bad.
Taintsville. Taints? Taintsville. Taintsville.
I got to look up where this is.
It's right next to Chowtown. Goodville.
Because if it's super south, then maybe you do.
Well, and it's named Taintsville the same way that a taint is called a taint, because it taint Chaluta and it taint Oviedo, Florida. So it's in between those two towns.
In between them.
Yeah. And it's a village of Taintsville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even an incorporated city.
Taint. Hilarious.
A taint village.
Yeah, Taintsville, Florida.
Taintsville. That stinks down here.
Where is it in the state, Lindsay? Did you look at that?
It's right in the middle. Okay. Maybe
central.
Near Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's more south, I think.
Isn't it? Is that more south?
Yeah. It's in Seminole County.
I'm trying to see. Mm-hmm.
Would you want to live in Florida though, not near the beach? You'd be okay with that?
No, I would want to live near the beach.
Yeah. It's near Kissimmee. Okay. Or Kissimmee. How do you say
Kissimmee.
That? Kissimmee. Okay.
Which is near Orlando, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's probably an hour or so from the beach.
Okay.
So not as south for your liking.
Right. Well, I'm more of the Gulf Coast part of Florida. That's what I like.
Right. Same.
The Gulf of America part. More so than,
always
than
go
the
visit.
Atlantic. Yeah. You can.
Village of Taintsville.
And they do have a green sign out there that says Taintsville on the road.
Welcome to Taintsville.
Would you think someone's joking if you're like, where are you from? And they're like, Taintsville. Would you think they're joking?
Yeah.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those places like Hell, Michigan, and pretty gnarly names.
I'm from Hell.
Yeah. And there really is a Hershey Highway.
Yeah.
Going to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to live there, I guess.
Yeah, right up the Hershey Highway.
You know, today I think is the 5-year anniversary of when the COVID broke out.
You're right.
Yeah, it might be.
You're so right. I remember March 11th leaving work and never going back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, we were at Disney World, and we got the texts that both of the kids' colleges weren't going back after spring break. They were on spring break.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm getting pissed right from the beginning. I'm going, this is America. We can't just shut down everything. Well, I mean, we were still in Orlando, and I was saying, there's no way everything is shutting down. This is America. Because they were just starting to talk about it, all the businesses and everything. And sure enough.
Dang, man.
Mm-hmm.
Were people already wearing masks then?
No.
They weren't, right?
No. When we were at Disney World, when they got the text saying school was canceled, that's when they first started talking about going and getting masks. And if you're flying, to, you know, wipe down the seats of disinfectant and the whole thing, the panic began.
Yeah.
And the COVID tests took about 5 hours to get the results back.
Yeah.
And my first COVID test was, I was giving birth to Delilah. This was in May.
Well, she froze.
The room.
Wait, you froze. You said this was in May, and then what?
Sorry, this was in May, and I was in triage. I was in labor. They would not let me into a hospital room without the test coming back positive. I mean, negative, excuse me. And it took 5 hours. I was in labor 5 hours waiting on that test.
Oh, God.
And now it's like instant, you know.
Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah.
All of that. Craziness.
It's hard to believe that's 5 years ago. I sort of mark the time when the news came out that Tom Hanks had it or something. You know, that was like the first big celebrity.
Idris Elba was one of the first celebrities to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Yeah. That's crazy to believe that was 5 years ago.
Yep.
Tiger King.
Mm-hmm.
Came out right at the beginning of that and everybody was watching Tiger King.
Yeah. How much time does he have left on his sentence?
Oh, I don't know.
You think?
Joe Exotic. Let's yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know he was still in.
Yeah, yeah. They got him good for something. I don't know.
Wasn't it conspiracy to commit murder?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because it was against Carol Baskin, wasn't it?
Yeah. Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Prison release date. 2036.
Wow.
Oh, he's got some time to do.
Mm.
21-year sentence in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, yeah. They don't play in Texas.
Mm-mm. That's why I love him.
I wonder why he got sentenced in Texas instead of Oklahoma.
Is that where it was?
From Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Yeah.
That ranch or whatever.
Remember that girl got her hand bitten off?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He was sentenced to 22 years, but then got re-sentenced to 21 years.
Okay, it's something.
Yeah.
He did love those Tigers, though. Pardon?
What?
I said, isn't he always asking for a pardon? Like, yeah. Sending letters to the president?
Yeah, he thought that Trump getting reelected was going to be his key to getting a pardon.
We're going to look at it.
I don't know, but we'll look at it. And then this girl from Harry Potter, I don't know anything about Harry Potter because I'm not a nerd. But let's see, which one is she? Well, it's not saying here.
Woman from the movies, the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, I think so. No, Jessie Cave is her name. Played Lavender Brown in the Harry Potter movies. She's got an OnlyFans now, and it's just for hair fetishists.
Hair?
Hair fetishists. So she's got really long hair, and she braids it and plays with it and brushes it. And all. She doesn't do anything sexual as far as... taking any clothes off or anything like that. She just plays with her hair. And I guess on the other end, her members do the sexual stuff on their own.
I didn't even know a hair fetish was a thing.
There's a fetish for everything.
I just hate there's such a stigma to it because that seems, well, I guess it is dirty because she knows what the other people are doing.
Yeah.
But you're making a ton of money by just like doing your hair. It just sounds so simple.
Uh-huh. But yeah, you're right though. She knows that she's doing it to arouse dirty minded men out there.
Yeah.
And she knows what she's doing is sexual to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Partially erotic, partially arousing. Arousal may occur from seeing or touching the hair, whether head hair, armpit hair, chest hair.
Mm-hmm.
Head hair arousal may come from seeing or touching very long or short hair, especially wet hair.
Ew. Mm. Armpit hair.
Yeah. How many women got chest hair?
Well, they don't even say women. They just say like.
It's just the hair.
This is an article about hair fetishism. Fetish.
Does it still have to be attached to the person, I wonder? Or can you just get a bag of hair, like swept up from your salon?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
Or just buy some wigs or weaves or whatever.
Yeah. You know, like Miss Vicky gave Jody that big bag of hair to spread out so the deer will stay out of her flowers.
It's so gross.
Does that work?
They say it does.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's also related to bald fetishism. A sexual attraction to genetic hair loss, such as bald spots, receding hairlines, and or male pattern baldness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. Tell me more about that one.
A bald spot fetish. That's. I mean, what are you doing? Get it. Go to therapy. That is odd.
The whole thing is odd.
But
hair or no hair.
But the bald thing is no. I think it's no different than somebody just getting off on a woman brushing her hair or braiding it or something.
But being attracted to the actual bald spot.
Yeah.
Is like, it does seem different to me.
It doesn't seem different to me. They all need therapy.
Yeah, it's all weird and crazy.
Yeah. And they point out it's genetic hair loss. Like, that's mm-hmm. the only way.
Yeah, no, you can't
better
shave
be,
it.
Yeah, that yeah. better be genetic hair loss.
Well, you got there. Yeah. And it's because genetic hair loss is smooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it being stubbly at all.
Mm-hmm.
They said this could relate to scalp hair, facial hair, chest hair. Pubic hair or axillary hair?
What's that?
I don't know. AXILLARY. Oh, also known as underarm hair. Okay, so okay. Armpit hair.
That's disgusting. I want to know who's growing their armpit hair that long.
Me.
A female. Like, what if they just braided it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's hot.
Yeah. Like Rapunzel.
I know a lady that her husband likes European women and some parts of France, I guess, or somewhere they don't shave their legs or armpits. And so in the winter when she can wear more clothes and I'll cover it up, she grows it out for him.
Just marry a guy.
I do not care what Kyle's into like that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's noble of her to do that for him.
Yeah, that's sweet, mm-hmm. but also disgusting. You're gross. Thanks.
You're disgusting. So
gross. All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
More extra funny next.
Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay, you know what a thruple is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I told you to name any woman that you know personally, mm-hmm. and if I said, who would you least likely ever be in a thruple with of all of the women you know, who would it be? The one you would least like, not even think of it.
I'm going to offend somebody if I say it. but I would go with my very best friend,
okay.
Holly, because it would ruin our relationship, you know?
Okay. So the least likely that you would think of would not be your mother?
Oh.
Gotcha.
That's touchy. For my mother-in-law, yeah.
Because there's a guy on social medias that says he's in a throuple with a woman and her mom.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her mom.
Yeah, her mom. So it would be you. Imagine you and your mom both living and having a relationship with Kyle.
Well, now, disgusting.
Yeah. Or you and Kyle's dad.
Yeah, you and Kyle's dad.
That is wild. Uh-huh. Who was he dating? Was he dating
the daughter first? He's closer to the daughter's age. Yeah.
How old are they? In 20s?
The daughter's 22 and the mom's 44.
Oh dear.
Mm. Oh.
What is she doing? What's the mom? I mean, what are all of them doing? But you can kind of understand what he's doing. He's just like, ooh, have her and her mom. But what
especially
the hell?
Like they're both hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
But that's a situation where all of the sexuals have to take place one-on-one, though. Would they be sick enough to be doing threesomes together?
Probably.
Why wouldn't
there's
they?
There's some sick people.
Because they call it a thruple. She didn't say like, oh, I'm dating, you know, two women.
Yeah.
They're in a thruple. That is right.
And they all live together.
Yeah. I think they're probably all hooking up.
No way.
Yeah.
Where are they? In America?
In America.
Hot? Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Well, not ugly, but not hot.
Not hot. Okay.
White?
Because then
the women are white. The guy's black.
Okay.
The new thing on Instagram is like a mom and her daughter, and they look, they're both hot.
Mm-hmm.
They're close in age, and they have a page where people go and like, it's just a fetish thing.
Right.
But it's, you know, more PG because it's Instagram. But there's this couple, mom and daughter, that have an OnlyFans. That's disturbing.
Yeah, I always wonder what Denise Richards and her daughter, what they do together on OnlyFans. Because they both have OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Do they have a page together?
And I think they've done stuff together.
Really?
Wow. Well, I can't imagine, though, that they would be doing things to each other, other than just, you know, being naked together, which is enough.
That is enough.
Well, first of all, mother and daughter having OnlyFans is disturbing and trashy.
So disturbing. I would be upset if my daughter wanted one, much less with me.
Yeah, I think the daughter had hers first, and then Denise Richards got after that.
But she's not right in the head. I mean,
she can't be.
Look what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. $25 a month. Yeah, I take it back. You better be doing some crazy stuff to your daughter. No, I'm just kidding. 25. I'm just saying that's a steep price to pay.
How much is your average OnlyFans subscription?
I thought they were always like $5. I've never subscribed to them, but I always see them like, you know, $5, $10.
$5? How are they making millions?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I haven't investigated how much Bad Baby or whoever charges, but...
Mm. I mean, I never understood what it would be worth to go see the same thing every day.
Yeah.
They can't be doing enough different things to keep you entertained.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if the people that subscribe are more obsessed with the person.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're seeing, but they like think they're in a relationship with the person.
Yeah. Like Carmen Electra, I think, has an OnlyFans.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody has one now. It's incredible. Like I can't scroll on Instagram, like the search page, without seeing 85 people with the OnlyFans.
Do any of your friends, do you know that any of your friends have one?
No, none of my like close friends. No, I know of people that have them.
Yeah.
But we're not, I wouldn't be friends with somebody that has an OnlyFans.
Wonder if there's somebody at your Bible study with one.
Good call though.
Ask,
you know, they can
ask
be
them.
Sneaky.
Yeah, ask them today when you go.
I'll be like, I have an announcement. Does anyone have an OnlyFans? For research purposes only.
Yeah. So what about that girl that just brushes her hair? Would you do that, Lindsay?
If
somebody said, we just want you to brush your hair and men will pay to see it.
My initial instinct when you first said it was, heck yeah, I'd make millions doing that. I would brush, braid, but knowing that they're, what they're doing would cause me not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would never want my daughter doing that, ever.
Yeah, but then you got to take down your whole Instagram and all your social media presence because you don't know what people are doing when they're looking at your pictures on IG.
Well, that's on them. If I'm intentionally doing something to make them...
To arouse them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're just looking at my photos doing it, that's on you. I don't...
You just got to block that out. You don't have to think about that. You're just brushing your hair. You can only be responsible for yourself in this world.
I know, but it sounds easy and good and I'd make tons of money, but I couldn't morally do it. No.
Yeah.
And you, I think you just would to do have
it.
An...
If there were women that wanted to watch you brush your hair, Riggins, you'd do it every day.
Heartbeat. You know, let them. You got to let people be perverted if they're going to be perverted. That's not on you, bro.
But you know they're going to be perverted.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you have an OnlyFans, you know what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there it's a place for creatives, okay?
Listen, I'm not trying to get on my moral high horse, but...
Yeah, you seem a little judgy, quite honestly,
I do, but I think now more so ever that I have a daughter. I mean, maybe if I, you know, back in the day, I would have said, heck yeah, like, let them, if they want to do that. But now having a daughter, I feel so differently about it.
But if your son wanted an OnlyFans, would you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Yes, I would, but it hits different when it's her for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because, you know, like I don't know.
Let's say when your son turns 18 and people would like to pay to watch him dress up as a minion and run around.
I would pay to see that. I want to see that now. We just need to make that happen. That's great.
That day he had those goggles and all that on. That was so cute.
Yeah. But listen, we saw this guy on our flight this past weekend, and he was probably in his 50s, heavy set, dorky, had minions on his backpack. And Kyle looked at me and said, we got to get Brooks out of this.
Yeah.
Said, he's three.
That's going to be him.
Yeah.
We used to say that about Boy when he was little because he was so obsessed with Thomas, the tank engine.
Yeah.
You know, we'd say he's going to be 40 years old walking around worrying about Thomas and Percy and Cranky.
Trains are cool, though.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. Knowing that it's you're in a sexual transaction, mm-hmm, for money. You know, even though you're not sexual on your end, but you're taking money from people that you know are looking at what you're doing as a sexual thing. You know,
this is going to be a weird question, but how is it not prostitution when you're taking money because you're not physically?
No, I mean, a lot of people do say it's prostitution.
Okay. But isn't prostitution illegal?
Yeah. But people... A lot of people put it in the same category because you are exchanging sex for money, even though you're not in person. Hmm. You know, you're doing sexual things and satisfying someone sexually in exchange for money.
But you can't get in trouble for it, I guess?
No. No, because you're not actually, you know, physically together. Hmm. But the concept is still the same.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how people don't get in trouble for it.
Because prostitution is having sex for money.
Right.
So a lot of people would say that porn stars, you know, are prostitutes.
Right.
Because they're having sex for money.
Yeah.
True.
Why do they get away with it? There's some sort of loophole, mm-hmm, for, yeah, porn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess because they're being paid by a third party. Like a lot of your prostitution laws are stupid.
Oh.
When you come down to it, you know, it's like it's either it's illegal or it's not to pay somebody to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And is every state different on that?
Yeah, it's a state law, but most states are the same. You know, they have the same restrictions on it. I think Nevada has different prostitution laws than other states.
Yeah. Mm. I just know
that makes sense.
You got to look at that woman on the front page of Pornhub every time I try to go there. And she's like, contact your congressman because you can't access this anymore. I'm like, damn you. Lawmakers in North Carolina.
What is that about?
Well, some states require now that for you to look at porn, to put your ID into the machine, into the computer. It's not just where you put your, if you go to a lot of alcohol sites, like if you go look up recipes for cocktails on the Jim Beam website, it'll make you put your birth date in there to prove that you're 20. Yeah. Well, this goes further. You have to actually put your other information to prove that you're old enough, that you're an adult to look at porn.
Interesting. Yeah.
And the biggest online porn company that runs Pornhub just has decided in the states that law has been passed that they're not even going to offer an opportunity for you to do. They just withdrew from those states. Like Pornhub, you can't look at in North Carolina. If you're ready to go put all your information in there, it won't allow you to. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's good.
Yeah. And then you go to another website and you're like, okay, well, I can't go there. And then that same lady shows up and you're like, damn, Pornhub owns this one too. It's like all of the sites, it doesn't even matter. You can even start getting the weird stuff like, shoving telephones up your butt or something. And she's like, hey, by the way, contact your congressman. Like, you own this too?
That poor lady. People are like, I hate you.
I know. I don't know if she works for the company or something, but it pops up in this video and she's like wagging her finger at you. Contact your congressman.
I actually love that for my son one day.
Oh, well, I mean, you just gotta.
Oh, there's loopholes around it.
Sure. There's a lot of science in there. What are you making a face for? She's asking.
Yeah, just wait until your son's old enough. He'll tell him how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got some time. That's what Uncle Riggins is for.
Yeah, I'll make cool sure to Uncle steer Riggins. Clear.
God. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.